This recording, Philippines 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put out on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I'm from Bacoor, Cavite, but I was born in San Fernando, Pampanga. I'm currently 25 years of age, and I'm currently working for an RPO company, although it's more like a global talent management company. As for my studies, I've studied at a Catholic school. It's St. Paul College in Parañaque. And then after high school, I went to De La Salle University, Manila, and I took up a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. What I do mostly at my work is I usually conduct interviews for candidates based in the UK for a financial account, and I basically conduct values-based interviews. So it's more focused on the company's values and how they match the values of the candidates. I've learned English since I was in kindergarten when I went to school in St. Paul's. I basically start with the basics, like learning the alphabet and then learning a few phrases. And then eventually I've learned how to read in English, and I got to enjoy reading a lot of stories in English around fourth grade. And I became more interested in the idiomatic expressions, and then I basically had this, I became fond of reading books in English, and I'm usually more comfortable thinking or speaking to myself in English or expressing my thoughts in English in writing. But in terms of speaking to people, I would prefer my first language. First language would be Tagalog. I was born in Pampanga. Both my parents are Kapampangan. However, I was raised here in Manila. We first moved into Sucat, Parañaques, and my dad would often speak to us in Tagalog instead of Kapampangan. So unfortunately, I never really got to learn how to speak the language fluently. However, I could understand a few words, a few phrases. So, speaking the language, not really that confident. And then a phrase in Tagalog, "Ang lahat ng tao ay pinanganak ng malaya at pantay-pantay."